It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hey, Will.
Good morning, Sue.
All right, Will, remind us of last week's challenge.
Yeah, it was a tough one. I said, name a profession in 13 letters that's associated with a particular five-letter country. I said the letters of that country appear in left-to-right order, although not consecutively, in that profession's name. What is it? And I said the profession is a single word. Well, the answer is hieroglyphist.
Oof.
Which is associated with Egypt, and the letters E-G-Y-P-T are in left-to-right order. Thought very hard, long and hard. We had a number of listeners send in industrialist, which holds India. Didn't decide, and I didn't think industrialist was quite closely connected enough to India, but that was almost. And some people sent in sheep shearing to Spain and quartermaster to Qatar, which I thought were interesting, but not quite on target enough.
That was a pretty tough puzzle.
Yeah.
Well, we've received 215 responses, and our winner this week is Jared Voss of Medford, Massachusetts. Congratulations and welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Jared, how did you figure out the week's challenge?
Well, I started trying to think of any professions that were associated with specific countries and vice versa. And then I thought of Egypt, and then I just kind of looked at words related to ancient Egypt. And I thought I made up a new profession.
My sources tell me you also play the puzzle with your wife, Angela, who actually played on air back in February.
Yes, she did. She did excellent. So I have big shoes to fill.
Well, you know what they say about the couples that puzzle together. Well, Jared, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am.
Take it away, Will.
All right, Jared and Sue, I'm going to give you some words and a category. Name something in the category whose letters can be found in left-to-right order in the word, although not consecutively. And I'll tell you, every answer has five letters. For example, if I said humanoid and a world capital, you would say Hanoi, because Hanoi is a world capital, and those letters are found in left-to-right order in humanoid.
Okay.
Number one is avenues, and you're looking for a planet.
Venus.
Venus is it. Number two is biodiesel, B-I-O-D-I-E-S-E-L, biodiesel, and your category is state capital.
Biodiesel.
And think of a state capital starting with B in five letters.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you're...
This is a tough one.
Yeah, think about out west. And Sue, I hear you.
Well,
I know you have the answer.
Jared gave himself a clue when he said boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Boise.
There you
Boise.
Go.
Boise. Nice clue, Sue. I like that. Undershrub, Prime Minister of India.
Undershrub.
Prime Minister
I
of India.
I have to confess, I don't know who the Prime Minister of India is.
No, it's not the current one. That's a category, and I think it was the first Prime Minister of India.
Oh, okay.
Starts with N.
I am... gonna have to pass on this one. I don't
All right.
know.
All right, I'll tell you. You're gonna kick yourself, though. It's Nehru. N-E-H-R-U.
Oh.
That was a tough one.
Hogshead. Book of the Old Testament.
Okay. I need a hint there.
Starts with H.
Hosea?
Hosea, is
Very
it?
Very good.
Good. There you go. Coming out. African River.
Well... Not the Congo.
Yes, it is Congo. Good.
Coming out. Oh, there it is. Okay, I see. I couldn't read my own handwriting.
Here's your last one. Occupied, one of Santa's reindeer.
A Cupid.
Cupid is it. Good job.
All right, great job, Jared. How do you feel?
That was tough.
That was tough. You did pretty good, though. I think you missed all but, or you got all but one?
I think so.
All right. We'll go with that. For playing the puzzle today, you will get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Jared, which member station do you listen to?
WBUR.
That's Jared Voss of Medford, Massachusetts. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
All right, Will, tell us about next week's challenge.
Yes, and it's not so hard. It comes from Joseph Young of St. Cloud, Minnesota. Take a common English word in three letters, translate it into French, also three letters, and this is a French word everyone knows, and between them, These two words consist of six different vowels and no consonants. What words are these? So again, common English word in three letters, translated into French, also three letters, and between them, these two words consist of six different vowels and no consonants. What words are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, May 30th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thank you so much, Will.
Thank you, Sue.